Anyway, I should probably introduce it. I think we're episode 15, fellas, and we are...
It's a big number.
Big number. It's Good Beer Week 2016. We are at Two Birds Brewing in Spotswood.
I saw Adelaide walking along. We were biking along the Yarra Trail, which...
Yeah.
If anyone lives in Melbourne and hasn't done it, I well recommend riding along the Yarra Trail. You can go all the way from Melbourne, CBD, all the way along the Yarra River, right out to Templestowe.
Yeah, that is nice. That's a nice... I've been on that bike path, actually.
That's where
nice
I used to go running.
Anyway, so...
Oh, that's up by through Yarra Bend. And
so bumped into Adelaide and her partner, whose name...
Jim.
Escapes me, thank you. Nice guy.
And lovely bloke.
And their dog. Oaks. They got a greyhound. They've adopted a greyhound.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, great thing.
Because that is one sport that's probably a bit ugly at times.
Your sort of dog.
The old greyhound racing.
Greyhound. Your sort of dog.
She said that her dog too had been retired after winning about 20 grand and was basically heading towards the meat pie factory.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what happens.
You wouldn't get a lot of meat off a greyhound, but I see your point.
What about cat racing? Because cats are pretty quick.
Is this a mad idea that you just had, or is that actually a thing?
I would watch cats race.
I know what I'm going to get for food, so I'm going to go try the hot dog.
I'm going to go the old chicken schnitzel.
Yep.
With green habanero and mayonnaise on a milk bun.
I should just put a shout out now to Two Birds.
Yeah.
Has just placed a number at my table.
Do you want to
gonna
get the order
now?
And
it's going to bring me special vegetarian food.
Yeah.
It probably should, because it's going to...
Yeah, it should be...
I'm feeling very special right now.
You're just going to send one and we're both going to go up.
You go up, just order, grab us the hot dog.
I like Big Dog searched for Two Brothers Brewery, basically the opposite.
Big Dog's been Googling breweries all night.
Yeah, I've been Googling. Yeah,
he's also been Googling Niagara Falls. I mean, he brought up directions to come here and it came with Niagara Falls and I was like, oh, Big Dog, that's going to take us straight to the airport.
Big one.
Wait, Kurt Russell's married to Goldie Hawn?
Yeah.
What?
Their kid's Kate Hudson.
What?
One of those sort of weird, wacky sports news items recently, if you didn't see it in the last week or so.
Apart from Jared deciding he's no longer playing NFL.
Let's not talk about Jared Hayne. I know Callum doesn't want to talk about Jared Hayne. I'm not particularly...
I'm so unimpressed with Jared Hayne.
Yeah, that's a cop-out. But anyway, the thing that I was going to say was there's a fairly hefty... American pitcher in baseball. Can't remember which team he plays for now. He's been playing for 19 years. He's never hit a home run. And he's a big man.
So, but he must get on base.
He's a big man.
But he must be able to get around the base.
Oh, he hits it enough to get on base. But his record is appalling.
Yep.
Never hit a home run in his life. The other day, swings one into left field. And everyone goes... fucking apeshit, and it is awesome. Oh, we're going to do an election night podcast, aren't we, Big Dog?
That is going to be.
You've decided that it's time to cast our dead eye on the election on the evening of July 2nd.
I think that in the way that only us three morons could possibly have our finger on the pulse in terms of the political stratosphere that we all currently exist in, it would only be fitting that we do a podcast on election night.
Is it me or has Peter Dutton just imposed himself as being the villain of this election?
He's just decided... biggest douchebag of all time.
But he hasn't hid in the background as the Minister for Immigration and said, I'm going to keep out of the way because this is a bit of a hot-button topic. He's basically got out there every single day in the media and gone, yeah, fuck the immigrants, Australia!
He's
doing this every day! Yeah. What a lunatic!
If anyone deserves a Big Dog bone, that guy definitely deserves it.
Peter Dutton.
But he's not really even worth... The thing about him, though...
He's boning himself.
He's
being
not even really worthy talking about on the podcast. I mean, he says shit like at the environment summit that they had late last year that the PNG and the Tahitans were a bit slow to get there to the environmental summit, and he said, isn't that ironic? Seeing with global warming, I guess time doesn't matter when your island's going to get swallowed up by water. It's like poor form.
One of the world's great diplomats.
Also, absolute douchebag.
I have it on good authority that he has a pair of underwear that says, fuck off, we're full on the back of them.
He looks like Voldemort from Harry Potter.
He's just...
Now, I don't know much about Harry Potter, but I know what Voldemort looks like, and Peter Dutton looks like him.
I reckon we lost a hot dog.
We lost a what?
Was I ordering for you?
Yeah, didn't you?
Yeah, I didn't order for you.
Oh,
I did that poorly.
I'm going to get... I'm up.
I thought we were tag team ordering.
Oh, wow.
Apparently I was supposed to order Big Dog a hot dog.
I kind of miss Tony Abbott. Do you miss Tony Abbott? It does make politics less
Turnbull's not
funny.
Turnbull's not nearly as entertaining. With Tony Abbott, every day was comedy.
Yeah,
because he was always doing something stupid. Turnbull's a bit boring. And not like boring in a, I'm going to fix everything in the country and make this country excellent again. He's just kind of doing what Tony Abbott did, but less interestingly. The policies are mostly the same. The attitude's mostly the same. He's just not doing as much stupid shit for our entertainment. I'm going to put it out there. I miss you, Tony. Last I heard, he was buying a second-hand fridge on Gumtree. That's a legitimate thing. He was in the news because some lady sold her fridge and up popped Tony Abbott to pick it up. So I say, bring back Tony Abbott. If we're going to destroy the country, can we at least have fun doing it? You know what I'm saying?
I don't see it as a real issue. I can't see Labor winning the next election, so it's all a bit academic, really.
It's pretty tight.
I think you'll see a lot of, like, I think you'll see a lot of Greens and independent-type people making even further headways in the Senate.
We'll find out July 2nd.
Yes, we will.
We'll be there on the turf.
With a finger on the pulse.
Probably in my lounge room having a few brews.
Listen.
I have to say, I can't believe you didn't order food for me.
I thought we were tag teaming. Oh. You got stuck in a Kurt Russell hole.
Are you guys waiting for food?
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah,
thank you.
I wasn't aware that I was ordering for you.
Poor form, might I say.
On this...
All you said was, I'm having a hot dog.
Oh, I thought that was the indication.
Not make sure you get me a hot dog whilst you're out there ordering your own food. You just say, I'm getting a hot dog.
The only bone I could really have a bit of a pick with...
He's digging deep here.
No, it's a bit of a one. I don't think this will happen.
You don't have to force a bone if you don't want to.
But Donald Trump and the Republican Party have been sort of brokering some sort of a deal where they're... kind of trying to find a way where Donald can actually be the Republican candidate come the November election.
Even though they all hate him.
Even though he'd be the worst president of all time as well. And it looks like some sort of a deal has been managed. So I'm going to give a bone to the fucking idiots, and they are idiots, who are in the Republican Party, who actually go, you know what? Donald Trump is better than nobody. What are we looking at? We're looking at...
We're well over time, but we're having a good time, and that's all that matters.
We are having a good time. Tunes are cranking. I'm still annoyed that Kieran didn't order for me.
You did not? Well, we've got it on record as to whether or not it was specified that I was going to order for you.
That is true.
All I heard was, I'm having a hot dog, and then that was it.
I'm just envisaging
Kieran auto-tuning his own voice to sing. Don't worry, don't worry, Kieran. I'll order it myself.
You go up, just order, grab us a hot dog.
But it's been real, fellas.
We will see you election night.
Yeah, we will. We'll see you election night for some live action. There'll be seats won and other shit, and we'll just drink beers probably. That's about it.
Yeah, that's it. And we'll be like, who the fuck is this person?
The seat of blah, blah, whatever. Yeah. Who cares, really?
The seat of Baxter.
All right, see you later. Rock and roll.